This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved one-time budgetary support of 10,000 crore rupees for oil marketing companies to provide aviation turbine fuel ATF price stabilization support to Indian Airlines for their domestic and international operations. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, this is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers.
ATF price stabilization fund mein
a self-sustaining revolving fund has been established under the ATF price stabilization fund. Airline carriers who want to participate in this will be provided aviation turbine fuel at a stable price during the current crisis. This is expected to significantly reduce the adverse impact on the aviation sector, where over 70 lakh jobs had started to be affected by the ongoing stress in the industry.
Because of the stress in the sector, wo isse significantly mitigate hoga.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for support to the National Capital Region Planning Board for replacement of old trucks and buses in Delhi NCR area. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of a new coastal highway from Rameshwar to Paradip in Orissa. Varanasi, the parliamentary constituency of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and one of the world's oldest living cities, is once again set to witness a historic international event. After successfully hosting G20 meetings, Varanasi will now host the second meeting of the BRICS Culture Working Group today and tomorrow. Representatives from 11 countries, including China, Brazil, Egypt, Ethiopia and Indonesia, will take part in this meeting. The meeting will bring together senior diplomats, policy makers and cultural experts. A special exhibition of Kashi's world-famous GI tagged and ODOP One District One Product products will also be organized during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that yoga is gaining tremendous popularity across the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said today he will join the first World Yoga Asana Sports Championship 2026 virtually. The championship will be held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. Mr. Modi said the platform has brought together yoga enthusiasts from around the world. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw is scheduled to arrive in Kolkata on Saturday to expedite the progress of various stalled railway projects in West Bengal. The Chief Public Relations Officer, CPRO of Eastern Railway, Shibaji Maji, informed Akashwani News that the Railway Minister will hold a high-level meeting with the state's Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari at the Nabanna Sabhaghar. The General Managers of Eastern, Southeastern, Northeast Frontier and Metro Railways will also attend the meeting. Mr. Maji stated that discussions will focus on various railway projects within the state, which is expected to further strengthen the center-state relationship regarding railway development. Furthermore, Mr. Maji mentioned that members of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Railways are also scheduled to arrive in Kolkata on Saturday afternoon and will hold a meeting with various railway-associated organizations later that evening. United Kingdom Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs, Yvette Cooper, arrived in New Delhi on a two-day official visit to India. Ms. Cooper is scheduled to call on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. She will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. The Ministry of External Affairs said her visit will provide an opportunity to further strengthen the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In football, hosts India have booked their place in the final of the SAFF SAF Women's Championship after defeating Bhutan 1-0 in the semi-final at Margo, Goa yesterday. Sanpila Nongrum scored the match-winning goal in the 58th minute to propel world number 69 India into their first SAF Women's Championship final in 6 years. The five-time champions India will now face defending champions Bangladesh in a title clash on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. Bangladesh secured the third consecutive final appearance after defeating Nepal 2-1 in the other semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.